Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and today we're going to talk about a program through AmeriCorps that is helping out with volunteers at after-school programs right here in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County. We're very excited about this. And in the studio with me, I have Colleen Egan. Hi, Colleen. Thanks for being here.
You're very welcome. Great to be here.
Sure. And also Zubeda Madyun. She is the resource mentor for Kiwanis Springs Cool School Program. Thanks for being here, Zubeda.
Hi, glad to be here.
And Colleen, your title, you're the volunteer fellow at Kiwanis Springs?
Yes.
Excellent. So let's talk a little bit about the AmeriCorps program. What is it and how are you involved?
Well, actually, Zubeda's been with the AmeriCorps program a little longer than I have, so I'm going to let her field this
one. Great. Tell us about it.
Sure. So AmeriCorps is a national service organization that addresses specific community needs. It's kind of like a domestic Peace Corps.
Right.
That helps people understand it better. Many members travel from different areas in the U.S., like myself, and we sign up to do 1,700 hours. And it's a contract of about 11 months. And we receive a living stipend, and once we complete our 11 months, we also get an education award,
which
is used towards, you know,
for college and further education.
Yes.
Wow, that's great. Now, I had friends who did Peace Corps out of college. They went to Mali, actually, and they had a great time for 2 years. So this is sort of an American version of doing that,
exactly.
Right here in our country. So what led you to signing up for it? What was attractive about it for you?
Well, I had finished college, mm-hmm. so I didn't have anything much to do. So one of my friends...
Unfortunately, in our economy, that's sort of how things happen, right?
Exactly. So one of my friends was already in the program, and I was like, well, that's really cool. He was building houses for Katrina victims. And I was like, wow, that's really awesome. So I just signed on to the website, and actually CalSTRS contacted me first. And I was like, this is great. I already do this. I already, like, tutor kids and stuff. So then I just flew out and... Now I live in California.
Wow. What part of the country were you from?
I was on the East Coast. I was in Maryland.
Oh, great. Great. What do you think of California?
I love it.
Yeah. It is pretty great. And tell us, Colleen, how you got involved in this program.
Similar to Zubeda, actually. I finished grad school last year and was kind of looking to further my kind of career portfolio before I went into kind of a permanent job. And I really want to work in education and kind of policy and volunteer management. So I was looking for opportunities to do that. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, kind of Pennsylvania area. And why not move to California?
Yeah, it's kind of nice here.
Exciting.
Exactly. And it's also good to see different culture. I mean, we are one country, but boy, are there different cultures around the United States. So it is interesting to get out of your comfort zone and learn about a different area of the country. So that's great. So right now you are looking for volunteers in specific for the CalSTRS Cool School After School Program. What is this program?
Well, Zubeda actually knows more about this one, too.
Sure. Tell us about it.
Sure. So the Cool School program is an after-school program that provides academic tutoring for students, as well as social and emotional mentoring, as well as homework help, because, you know, a lot of our students are below reading levels.
Sure.
So we serve students that are underperforming in low-income schools, as well as many students are... English language learners, and roughly 85% of them are on free or reduced meal plans. Cool School operates in 6 Santa Rosa schools in the Bellevue District and Wright District. And a typical Cool School site has roughly around 140 students, 4 AmeriCorps mentors, as well as 8 classroom leaders.
Great, great. So what kinds of things would a volunteer be asked to do?
They can come help with events that we must put on throughout the year. I help in creating events that bring the Cool School and the regular school together, as well as just events for the children. They can help out in those kind of events where, you know, we have people in the community come in and, like, you know, just spend time with them. Homework help is great. A lot of people like to, or the classroom leaders really enjoy when people can help with the kids' homework, because they do have a lot of kids.
And, exactly, yeah. Classroom size pretty big.
Yeah, exactly. So, and, you know, if it's hard for children to do homework, then, you know, they probably will need help. I think that's...
Yeah. What about some sports activities? I know that that's part of your program as well, keeping kids fit.
We do. We have active recess during regular school, and we also have active recess during cool school. Mm-hmm. We also have intramurals, where we have, like, sites versus sites, and the kids will play against each other, which is really cool.
Yeah.
They get to see each other.
Sure.
So, yeah, we do participate or have the kids participate in sports. And if we could get volunteers for that, that would be great. We do have one volunteer who does help out with that, and the kids love him.
Oh, wonderful. Good. So he is sort of a coach or helps assist with those sports programs?
Exactly.
Nice. That's great. That's a good way, you know, if you've had your kids, maybe they're a little bit older and they're you know, beyond the peewee level or the elementary level, and you still want to be involved in kids' sports, that'd be a great way to get into it, right?
Exactly.
And about how much hour time, or, you know, commitment time are we talking about?
So we're currently looking for after-school volunteers. You can commit to 60 to 90 minutes a week.
Okay. Well, that's nothing.
Yeah, it's not a lot of time, but right. that hour and a half really makes a huge difference in the lives of the students. And providing consistent volunteering help is key.
Right.
It's really nice to have single event volunteers who come in once a term or, you know, twice a term. But really, the volunteers that can come back week after week and build up relationships with our students is what we really are looking for and trying to build up at these sites.
Right. And Zubeda, what kinds of results are you seeing when members of our community, when adults come in and make that commitment to mentor children?
When members from the community come in, the kids feel like there are other people who do care about them, because this is our job as AmeriCorps members. Mm-hmm. We come in every day and the classroom leaders. But when someone else from the community comes in, they're the children feel different. They're like, wow, like there are people outside that care about us and like want us to do great and be great as individuals. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoy when we do have people from the community come inside. It makes us feel great as well, because they're like, hey, these people want to support kids. It's like just like we do.
Right.
So
right.
It's
so
nice.
What is the process of becoming a volunteer? What do you have to do?
To be a volunteer, the first thing you'd want to do is reach out to us.
Mm-hmm.
you can contact our sites directly, or you can go to calserves.org and look under the Give Time kind of tab and contact us through that. But once you reach out to us, we'll talk to you about the screening process.
Mm-hmm.
We require that all of our volunteers have a negative TB test to work with the kids, as well as pass a background check.
Mm-hmm.
So they get fingerprinted, and then once the results come in, they're allowed to begin working. And they'll do an interview with us, too, as well. And that initial interview will kind of feel out what the volunteer wants to do, what kind of interests, and place them in a role that fits their needs and our needs and be most harmonious.
Right, right. And I think this is also really a great opportunity for people who have maybe been in the education system previously. They either, you know, switch jobs and used to work in education, or maybe you're retired from education. This is a great chance to come back and for a what is relatively a short amount of time commitment each week to make such a big impact on children's lives. I did have a chance during college to student teach and help in a classroom. And because I, you know, was able to give a little bit more time to those kids who, you know, the main teacher couldn't help out, but I was there and just one-on-one, they felt, you know, more empowered. They felt better about what they were doing. Their other subjects improved besides just being better in that particular classroom. They did better and they had more confidence. They felt better about themselves. They felt like they could accomplish things and went on. And actually, we heard from other teachers, they're doing a lot better in their other subjects as well. So that right there is enough reason to make sure that you go and you help out these kids. And what is important about the timing of this in their lives? You know, we're learners for our whole lives, but in elementary school, why is it important to have that extra bit of attention?
Well, elementary school is when students are really exploring their individual interests.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning what they like to do and what they might want to do in the future. And they're very impressionable.
Right.
They still really look up to the people, the adults in their lives. They see people working with them as role models. And they're very encouraged by positive influences in their life.
Mm-hmm.
But they can also be negatively influenced by negative influences. So you want to really provide them with a lot of positive influences while they're still young and bright-eyed, and they're willing to you know, make an effort and figure out what they want to do in the future.
Exactly. Before they become cynical teenagers. Yeah. Right? I'm just kidding. No. But yes, it is a time in a child's life where there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of potential. And that is a time where just that little extra bit of help and that little bit of extra attention can really make a huge difference and make them excited about learning and want to continue and believe in themselves and do better. Now, in terms of volunteering for this program, we know that we can reach out to calserves.org and find a way to get involved. But what actual days of the week are you meeting? When does that volunteering time happen?
So our cool school programs operate in our schools in the afternoon. It's an after school program. Typically from 2:30 to 6 p.m. on weekdays, earlier on Wednesdays from about 12:30 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
So anytime within those days, we can try to make your schedule work with one of our sites.
That is great. And the schools that you are serving, which mm-hmm. schools are those?
So those, that would be six schools. That would be Kiwanis Springs, mm-hmm. Bellevue, Wright, Charter, Meadowview, R.L. Stevens, and Taylor Mountain.
Okay, great. So if any of these schools are in your area, these would be very convenient for you to come by after work and help out. Or if you've got one of those flex schedules, right? You know, or if you're retired, that's also a great way to be able to fit that particular school into your life and be able to help out the kids. And again, there's all kinds of things you can do, from a one-off being able to help with an event, or to provide weekly mentoring, help with children's homework. Like how smart do you have to be in order to do this? Are you looking at like algebra kind of stuff, or what kind of level do you need to be in order to help the kids?
Well, they are elementary students,
right.
So anywhere from kindergarten to six. And you can also, like, if you feel more comfortable with kindergartners or first graders, that's absolutely fine.
Oh, okay.
And if you feel you like want to challenge yourself, sixth grade, sure.
All right.
But
yeah,
there's always classroom help. The teachers, they know, like, what they're teaching the children.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone ever needs help, they can always ask the teacher, and they will give them step-by-step instructions.
That's great. That's very good.
And we'll also provide volunteers with any training that they feel that they need.
Mm-hmm.
Our VIP fellows, who are the volunteer fellows at site, we're happy to put together trainings and work with our volunteers one-on-one to really make sure that they're comfortable in their role and that they feel like they're benefiting the students. So
that is good. Yeah. Okay, good. So don't feel like, you know, you're going to have to be doing PhD level kinds of things here. No, a lot of it is just that one-on-one support. And if you don't know the answer, that's all right. You can reach out to someone who would be able to give you more resources to help out the kids too. So that's great. And as we've said, it is a small amount of commitment. So, you know, it should be easy to fit into anyone's schedule, especially if you've been able to work with kids in the past and maybe in the role of an educator or helping to assist an educator. This would be a great thing. Or in sports, if you've helped out as a coach, assistant coach, something like that, this would be a great way to get involved. And you can find out more information. Can I put out the phone number there for you, Colleen?
You
Is
may.
That all right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So the number, if you'd like to call to find out more information, you can connect with Colleen directly. It is 717-609-9970. That's 717-609-9970. And as Colleen mentioned, you can also go onto the calserves.org website and find out more about how you can donate your time. Ladies, this is great. I am so excited that you're still doing this. Is it your term close to being up? Are you?
We have like seven more months.
Seven more months.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, it's exciting. And thank you so much for making that commitment, not just to the kids here, but to making our country better. It is something that it's probably top of mind right now for everyone. So there are ways to do this. Thank you so much. My guests today have been Zubeda Madyun. She is the resource mentor for the Kiwanis Springs Cool School program. And Colleen Egan, the volunteer fellow at Kiwanis Springs. Ladies, you are awesome. Thanks
Thank
for coming
you.
In. This is Sonoma County Focus.